Hello.
Hey, Alan. Good morning. This is John with Local Splash. How's your weekend and everything? I'm good. I'm good. No, was it?
Yeah, I worked like 20.
Wow, 20 hours. Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, hey, at least you got work instead of no work. I mean, right? Half full type of thing.
Right. I'm trying to get caught up.
Work.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Well, Alan, I know we planned on speaking a little bit later today to go over, you know, a few things about getting your Google listing started and things like that as well. Clean everything up online. Do you have 5 minutes?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Alan, I did notice, remember you said you had a partner that you wanted to, you know, set the, you know, the call up with as well too, to get everything started. Is that right? Did I write the notes in correctly here?
My girlfriend, she's the one that does my Facebook stuff.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So what I'll do is, I'll set a different day. Let's say tomorrow we can set up our technician call once we get everything started here now. And then I'll put her as an authorized user so that way they can speak with her directly to see how she would like or how you guys would like your Facebook ads to look, website, and all that as well too. Is that all right with you?
Sure.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Alan, last name, is it Motter?
Correct.
Okay, I have the email. Again, remember, I keep to my promises, man. I don't forget that stuff. Even after payment and things like that, I stay on the phone with you to make sure you see everything in writing through invoice on email and text. Is this the best email to send it to? Alan, and I hope I'm pronouncing correctly, motter2768@gmail.com?
Correct.
Okay, beautiful. Now, do you want the customers to reach out to this phone number I'm calling on? Does ending with the 0717? Okay.
Yep.
Now, I know on you have your Google business profile and everything, but I'd rather hear from the horse's mouth here. Okay, so the business name is AM Painting and Drywall Specialist.
It's AM Painting Inc. You know, so it's A period Painting Inc. and Drywall Specialist. That's when they you know, that's the company that they tweaked a little bit and changed it to, they added the and drywall specialist and dropped the ink, the one company. And that's what gave me all the steps with the ones that I'm with. But I would think if I've been with them and it's now been clean for, since May, that they should have me showing up, you know, not on the fourth, fifth, whatever page it is, you know.
Right, right, for sure. So would you, let me ask you this then. How would you like it to be shown? Let's go with that.
It can be that way. I mean, you know, my, like I said, she's doing it just, she dropped the ink too, but I think technically it should probably be there and then it should be consistent, you know?
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Regardless of whatever you choose to have it look, we want to make sure it's consistent throughout the web, through your website, through your Facebook ads, through local directories. So do you want to keep it the A.M. Painting and Drywall Specialist? Because that's how it's showing on Google right now.
Yeah, go ahead, because otherwise they could red flag it if we change it to ink, I suppose. I don't want to have more problems. So,
okay.
know, All right. Like I said the last time, it's not worth it.
Okay,
so,
no worries.
Yeah, that's.
So to confirm, I got A.M.PaintingInc. And then far as, so just in case, because Google may ask for this information again, okay, so it's giving you a heads up on this, because we do it by the book. We don't cut corners or anything like that, because that can bite us and bite you in the end with Google on that for sure. They need to re-verify anything like that, what's the address that they could send a postcard to?
Oh, it's 178 Monroe, Monroe, Monroe Street, and make sure you write out street.
Yeah.
Because there's Monroe Court, Monroe Drive, Monroe Private Road. It, you know, it's a townhome that I live in. So, and I don't want my stuff shown
on
Google,
Google
either, because it's
okay,
my home.
That's right.
It's not a business front.
That's all right. I'll make sure to notate that right now, actually. So I just want to make sure, is it 178 Monroe Street?
Nope, 17178.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. All right. Another 178. All right. All right. Perfect. And then
Monroe
also
Street, Northwest, Got to have the Northwest. Elk River.
Elk River, yeah. 55330?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then I know you own that domain name for the website. I put in the notes in case he wanted us to build you a brand new one for you. Would you, and it's including your package, by the way. I don't want you to think I'm trying to put some sneak attack on you.
Yeah, I know. I think that, you know, I don't think that the Pop Locate, that's the company that I'm currently with. I don't think that they did a very good job with my website. So I
okay.
really wouldn't care if you guys build out a whole brand new one. I do.
Okay.
Some commercial jobs, but they would be small jobs. Like they've got a picture of me working on these giant, huge skyscraper type building. I don't do that, you know.
Okay, I'll put it in.
I'll do an interior office building or something like that, but I'm not, you know, and I'm not really trying to get exterior painting anymore because I'm 55 years old and I don't enjoy carrying around 40-foot ladders, you know.
I don't think anybody knows.
Right. But when I was younger, I could handle it, you know, and now I'm not interested in that anymore. I mean, I'll do some, I don't want exteriors eliminated, but in the priority of things, you know, that it can be farther down the line.
Okay. I'll put that part of the service you offer on the very bottom there, so we can kind of focus on the more important things first. So I put like interior painting, obviously drywall repair, right?
I do drywall repair. I'll finish basements. I mean, I'll hang mud tape, do garages, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So, but the place where I was making most of my money for the last 4 or 5 years is doing popcorn ceiling removal. That's been very hot. I've been taking that down and either finishing it however they want, smooth, whatever they want, you know.
Sure. Okay. No worries. I believe that, you know, because there's so many homes that are just getting rid of that. And even I remember growing up as a kid, that was like a thing. Like everyone wanted a popcorn ceiling.
Oh.
You know?
Well, you didn't want it, but you thought that's all there was. So you either did it smooth or you did it that way. And, you know, smooth is expensive. You know, popcorn is the cheapest. Knockdown is the probably the next cheapest way to go, or knockdown or splatter, or, you know, whatever. It just, you know, but smooth is expensive, but a lot of people are doing that now, you know, and it's easier to repair, number one, if something does go wrong, but it's not, it's a little bit more detailed, so it takes more effort. So,
I hear you, man. Yep. All right. We'll come back to that in a little bit here. I want to make sure that we set up a good time for your wife to go over, you know, finer details, website, and all that with our team. Tomorrow, do you guys have, or does she have an hour available to speak with them?
Yeah, I would have to talk to her about that because actually I told her I was probably going to be switching, but I didn't tell her that I was going to be involving her yet. But since she's doing that Facebook stuff, I feel like I should. So I will, she's going to actually be coming out here today to my job site to, since my son opted not to show up, she's going to help me mark out sheets and stuff like that, you know. So
okay.
She'll be with me later this afternoon and I can talk to her about it, but I would think she would have time tomorrow, but I just want to make sure because her son is coming up and, you know, if it's the first day he's up here, then it'll be, she probably won't have, you know, but the next day she will.
Don't worry. So what I can do is set up a tentative appointment. It doesn't mean you have to do that day or that time. She can, they'll email her and you just to make sure, you know, to confirm and just let them know. As long as we have communication between one another, everything will be fine. I promise on that. Okay.
Yeah.
I could put it in for, you know, specifically later in the day if you'd like. So that way it can kind of give you some time to talk it over, see if it's good timing and things like that. And if it is, great. If, you know, so.
Yeah, you can put it in maybe at, you know, say 1 o'clock or something tomorrow afternoon or 2 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. Let's do this. Let's set it for 1 o'clock. That'll be 11 a.m. their time because they're going to call from PST time. Okay, so what I'm going to do is send you an email and I'm going to send our team the same email as a Google invite to say yes on for now. And then, you know, again, if any reason, let's say even another scenario, if it takes too long and you're like, hey, Don, this is taking too long and, you know, reschedule, perfectly fine. They'll just pick up where you guys left off and then go from there.
Yeah. Okay. My question I do have for you, though, is, you know, because the company has the, you know, Pop Locate, obviously, they set up all these, you know, so I need to call and cancel with them or do you guys do it so it's seamless and, like, you call and get the password for the domain and all that kind of stuff, or how does that work? Because it is
no.
my domain, but they took it,
okay.
you know.
Okay.
They have it kind of thing, so...
Gotcha. That's the one thing. I mean, we wouldn't talk on behalf to them for you on there. But if you do, it is a seamless cancellation. You just say, hey, I no longer need your services, and that's that, you know. And then we get permission from a manager position to website, Facebook, things like that. And that way we can go ahead and start working on things for you. So that's the process that part there. But our team, that's not totally my per se. To, you know, go about that, but I do know about it. So, but yeah.
Okay, because I know when they took over the account, they were calling and trying to get this stuff.
Okay.
But however I got to do it, I will call them and tell them
okay.
and those passwords, because I've just, it's not ranking. It's been too long, you know. I've been paying them money for almost a year, and I'm not showing up anywhere. So it's just, I'm not happy.
It, you said it was a year and it wasn't doing anything? Because I saw the results, but like...
Yeah, it'll be a year in November, but we had that issue with, you know, Google shutting down my account for a short time.
Yeah,
and then I had a certificate of assumed name, and that took... It took forever, you know, because I didn't know... I thought I had to file it, so I filed it. And then they kicked it back and said no. And then I called there and they said, oh, just file it online and then it'll go through, you know. Who knows why? It's just the state of Minnesota. They're so damn goofy.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what happened there. And then I think that was in, you know, it's been now June, July, August, September, you know. I mean, and they should have had... They told me I paid them an extra whatever it was, and they were going to clean up all the old shit out there, and all the old shit's still out there, you know, with the wrong. I used to live in Rogers, but, you know, one of the websites that original company had me do, they, you know, I used a friend's address in Maple Grove, which was the city right next to mine.
Okay.
And, you know, all this goofy shit. So there was just a lot of stuff out there that's conflicting, and it all stems back to that one company and their poor practices. Although I will say they had me ranking on the first page with both of the websites. So.
Oh, wow.
But then,
both websites. All right.
and then Google made that all, you know, what they did, they, you know, they made it illegal. And so, when I found out what they did, I felt like I was betrayed, because I was paying them for two websites when I really only need to be paying for one. And that was just their way to get more money out of you, you know.
That's messed up. Yeah.
So, and I can't even remember the name of that company off the top of my head right now. It's been 5 years since I was, you know, with them. And there was enough in between there. So, the previous to this Pop Locate one was the one in between. So, you know, you will be my fourth company, and hopefully, you know, the one that was in between, they did the job right up until they didn't, you know, and that was the frustrating part. All of a sudden they go, you're not paying for this. I said, bullshit. I signed a contract and all this stuff is in it, and I've got your initials, my initials, your signature, and my signature on it. So how are you telling me I'm not paying for this? You know, so I didn't quite understand how it went from that to, you know, and then they go, okay, well, we'll do it. And then they started spinning it up again, and it was good for a while, and then they stopped again. It's like, no, you don't get to choose when to turn it on or not.
Right. No, that's one thing. With us being month to month, we want to make sure we're consistently staying in contact with you guys, making sure we're doing our job to get you return on your investment every single month, because you know, that's how we do business, right? That's how we earn your business for a long time.
Yeah,
now, just the way I like it.
So the reviews that are on the website now, will they, on that website, will they follow to, because I'm,
that's a good question. Yeah.
I need those reviews out there, and they were on Google, how they were done.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, if you're talking about the Google reviews, yes, those transfer through. But far as so those will stay. For the website, I don't have a for sure answer on your actual website one, but I'm sure they could bring it over. That's my personal opinion that's definitely the technician question on there. But it's already written in there, so I'm pretty sure they can. So I really doubt that it will be an issue on that part. So, but yeah, definitely bring that up with them. So, because reviews come a long way. Testimonials. I always say, if you have them, bring them. That doesn't hurt you whatsoever. Okay. So tomorrow, I have that sent. I sent that email to you as well. If you can just hit yes on your side only. Don't do anything further than that though. And then I'm looking for a reminder for them right now.
So do I need to hit I know the sender?
Yes. Yes, sir. So that way it takes anything out of spam or, that too. Sometimes it goes there, I've heard. So.
And then I go opening calendar, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then what?
And keep it right there. That's it. I just can't. And through right now, I see it right now, so you're good. Done on that site there. Oh, go ahead.
It says 6 p.m. to 7 p.m.
No way. 6 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Yeah, it says Tuesday, August 29th, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. I thought it was going to be at 1 p.m.
Yeah, I set it for 11 a.m. PST time, which equals 1 p.m. your time.
Huh.
How the heck does it sound like that? Okay.
It says Wednesday, Tuesday, 6 to 7 p.m.
What?
Yep.
I'm staring at it right now. I don't get it.
Now it says on the top, it says, in the thing, it says / Alan Tuesday, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., which would be 1 at our time. But then when you look down in the thing with the little clock button, Tuesday, August 29th, 2023, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. UTC. What is UTC?
I don't even know what that is. Don't worry. Here, I'm going to put a reminder for it right now, and I'll put notes on here as well. Here, give me 2 seconds on that part. Let me look at mine, too. Let me see.
I mean, is all of your company here in the United States, or?
All of it, yeah. Yeah. Our guys will be calling from California. That's where our headquarters is. Okay, in my system here, it's showing 11 to noon in here, and that's the most important part for them. And as long as you know what time they're going to call within that time frame, then you're set. And I will give you the phone number directly too, just in case, to know exactly where they're calling from and everything. Okay, please save the number. As a matter of fact, let's just do it now. That way, it's voice activated. If you need help with Facebook, website, billing, customer service, anything like that nature, just say that, and they'll have a team designated for you Monday through Friday, okay?
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready. I'll give it that to you.
Can that come in an email or no?
Yeah, actually, I'm going to be sending you an email anyway with the invoice and all that, so and it'll have my phone number in there, my extension, and the phone number to everyone here. That's a different number than what I'm calling on, so that way it's designated for you guys, okay?
Yeah, because that one comes up as Cambridge, and that's why half the time I answer it, half the time I don't, because that's always just spam.
I understand. Don't worry. I get that a lot. It's just to save the company money. We make so many calls out. Alan, now, what is the first name of your wife? So that way I put her as an authorized user.
Oh, it's my girlfriend, but her name is Mary.
Mm-hmm.
It's Mary Beth.
Get out of here, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, man. I guess Spider-Man's name is Alan, though.
Yeah.
So, Alan, also, did you want the team to reach out to this phone number and have her speak with them, or do you want them to reach out to a different number?
Well, I got to make sure that she's with me tomorrow, because where we are right now, we're in the north woods of Wisconsin, and it's pretty much zero cell service. But where I'm at, I get cell service. So,
okay. All right.
I will just make sure she's over here tomorrow to help me at that time, and then we can all talk. But her phone number is 763-242-1540.
Okay. I'll just put that in there, but first priority, they'll call you, all right? Then, you know, of course, they'll probably reach out to me if anything, and it's like, hey, we haven't got a hold of them. Is there another number we can reach out to? And then I'll, if that's all right with you, I'll give them her number.
Yeah. Okay. And I can do a, if they call me too, I could do a three-way call between here and the cabin if she's at the cabin.
Oh, even better. Yep. All right.
So that would work that way, but, and I could give you that landline number. I just don't know it off the top of my head.
That's
but
all right.
She's
that's right.
In the winter time, she's not going to be there. She's going to be at a different number, or, you know, always at that 242 number.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. Next part. I'm sorry, I get distracted pretty quickly on things. As far as your hours of operations, how would you like to be found on Google? Do you want, because it shows 24 hours, 24/7. You want to keep it that way?
Yeah. No.
No.
They did.
Oh my God.
When you
okay.
work for, I mean, sometimes I will work if people don't care. I've stayed very, very late sometimes to finish. Mm-hmm. If I've got the one time I was going on vacation, I had to have their job done. I ended up leaving at 3 a.m. You know.
Oh my gosh. On vacation right too. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it was the last day before I flew out of time. My flight was at 7 a.m. and I worked till 3 and then flew out the next day.
Oh, my God.
And what happened is I don't usually do that, but I ended up getting COVID, you know, back when it was, and I got the brutal one that set me back. I was down for 14 days. So, I had this trip planned. Well, I had to get their house done before I could go. I just felt terrible, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah, I bet.
I did finish it and got it, but yeah. So anyway.
Poor man.
I would like it to be a regular, you know, you could put anything 7 to 7 or something like that. That would be fine.
Okay. And again, you can always change this at any time. And utilize our team though. Okay. Just let them know and they'll make those modifications for you. All right.
We can't go in there and change stuff.
You can.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Do the dashboard. I'll show you that after everything's said and done. That's the last thing you'll see. And then you'll see that that's already set and our team starts working on that, you know, as soon as after they talk to you and your girlfriend. To make sure that everything's set, because we'd rather not play recap on things. You know, we want to make sure we're doing it right the first time. So they'll go over all that with you, okay? Again, do you want it just Monday through Friday or Monday, 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.?
No, you can just do Monday through Friday. If I choose to work on the weekend, I will.
Okay, perfect. And then also, as far as your service radius, how far out, because – if we're doing the Facebook ads, I remember we spoke about this part here. I'm giving you that 50% off road notes on whatever package you decide. Because we talked about two different packages. One is the bare minimum with no Facebook ads at $199 a month. The other one with the Facebook ads and every whole shebang is $249 a month. So still saving a lot of money on there. I'm assuming the Facebook one, correct?
Well, she does all that already. So I was just going to go with the one that was the 200 or 199, whatever you said it was.
Okay.
She's doing the Facebook, putting me out there on Facebook. I don't know how she's doing, but I get everything that I'm getting right now, I can tell is coming from, they do go through to my website and look at it, but they're starting off of these Facebook ads and then coming to me, you know.
Got it. Okay. So we'll make sure to put a link from your website of your Facebook as well too. Make sure the reviews could go from there to Google as well. So the website's important for you guys on there. I'll make sure of that.
Yeah. So she can do the, you're going to have to talk with her, but I don't understand that stuff. So it's all foreign material to me. So she needs to be the one to talk to on that. I can't answer any questions. I don't know how she's doing it. I don't know, you know, cause she does it through her Facebook page cause I don't have one and I've refused to have one.
Okay.
It's not my thing. I don't want to be on social media, and I know it's good for my company, but it's not my thing. So.
Okay, that's all right. That's what our team is there for. Okay.
She's cheating and backdooring it for me, you know.
Hey, man. I'm kidding. All right, so I'll make sure to put in here, so for the $199, as promised, okay? Then how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do cash, check only, or do you do Zelle or Venmo or anything like that?
They can Zelle. I do have a Zelle account, and they can do that, but it would be Zelle, cash, or check, no credit
card. Okay. Perfect. Okay. I use Zelle all the time, man. They don't tax anything on there or anything yet, so that's good. I say yet because I'm pretty sure they're going to be doing so sometime soon.
Well, they're going to start adding a service fee. All they want to do, the banking industry wants to steal it back from Venmo and all that, you know.
Right. Yep.
So,
and then I have to ask, I'm pretty sure I already know the answer, but you're okay. So is your business licensed and insured?
Yes.
Okay.
There's no licensing requirement for painting and drywalls, but I am insured.
Oh, okay. I know. I had to ask, man. So
yeah, it's up to like, I don't know, $3 million or $4 million of coverage or something.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. You're all set.
When I get into those commercial buildings, it's, you know, if something started a fire, you know, it could easily be that. So anyways, I'm fully insured.
Okay, perfect. And then also I'm sending this now. I believe that's everything in here. I'm going to send it to our team now. So hang in with me. And then bada bing, bada boom. The next part is we're going to do our voice verification where everything is recorded. That way I put the pricing in there as a recording to protect you. Seriously, okay? And then we'll set up a security question and answer. That way, it's unfortunate, man, but there are people out there that do this where they'll try to even act as, not just for our company, for anybody, but they'll say their name is John from Local Splash and, you know, try to get info. So I want to make sure you don't fall for any of that. So anytime we call in, you'll know it's us because we'll ask the security question, and we'll know it's you because you know the answer to it, okay? So just don't forget your own answer to the security question. All right, so I'm going to get it started here. If you have questions or concerns, stop me in my tracks. That's what I'm here for, okay? But I'm going to ask a few questions in the beginning just to verify it and try to answer as clearly as possible. After that, I'm going to put the pricing in there. I'm going to put even, you know, that there's no cancellation fees. There's, I tell you how to go ahead and cancel if that's the case, maybe in the future. Okay. So here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance that outline the service agreement with Local Splash. It's an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Oh, God. AM Painting and Drywall Specialist.
Okay, perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Alan Motter, owner, operator.
Awesome. Of course, you're authorized to enter on a agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause for just a second. That's what I was talking about, setting up that security question part, okay, because I want to make sure it's very confidential, strictly between us and you only, okay? So I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Right. Last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on August 28th in the non-refundable amount of $199. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 28th of every month, and the amount of $199. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due at that 877 number. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. So that's the end of that recording part in there. As promised, I just want to put everything in there so that way you're protected. And then, Alan, the security question part. You have 3 choices, but you can make up any answer you want. Just make sure you don't forget it, okay? So we have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
You can do my mom's maiden name.
Mom's maiden name, okay. And what would that answer be?
Schletmo.
All right, how do you spell that? Just make sure.
S-L-E-T-M-O-E.
All right. Perfect. Very unique. I love it. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm putting it in, and this will never change, okay? So if anyone tries to change that or anything like that, it's a red flag, all right?
Yep.
All right, Alan. And then on the card that we're using, is it just the first and last name, or is there a middle initial as well?
There's a middle initial. It's Alan K.
Okay. And I'm assuming it's the same billing address, the 17178?
Yep.
Okay. And then what kind of payment method are we using here?
Visa.
Visa it is. And just for security purposes, I'm not going to repeat the numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay, it's 4761-5386-7155-2032.
All right, perfect. And the expiration date?
Is 2/27.
Okay. And also the security code on there?
Is 806.
All right, perfect. Now, before I process this payment, Alan, as you know, we have you at a really good discounted rate, so I want to make sure I refresh it like 3 times here just to make sure it stays like that for the long haul, okay? So hang on real quick. I'll hit one more time. Okay, looks good. So I'm going to go ahead and only process the payment for $199. Please stay on the phone with me, okay? I want to make sure I keep to my end of my promises here. So you're going to receive a text and an email. Whichever comes first, let me know. That way I can walk you through to see your actual invoice breakdown, okay?
Yep.
All right, cool. And is this?
Okay, I got them both, but I'm open the text.
Okay, yeah, that's the easier way. And in the text, there's a spot where it says click here to accept subscription terms, something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, click that. And in here is a breakdown of everything we discussed, plus more, in case you ever need to upgrade in the future. Please contact me. Let me know. I'll make sure to apply that 50% discount rate for any package you upgrade to, okay? But in the meantime, they just want to make sure to put everything as options for you as well. Once you see that everything is in there, at the bottom, you're just going to click a little checkbox that catches everybody. Everyone misses it. Before you sign your name, just like how it shows on the card. Before you do that, though, read through it carefully. Let me know if you have any questions, okay?
Just put on my tears. Okay. You really want me to read all this?
Well, I'd rather you be on the phone with me to go over this stuff than explain. I'd rather be safe than sorry on anything. So if you catch anything in there, let me know right away.
So the Facebook part is irrelevant now, correct?
Correct. But I will, I did put in notes here that, you know, for your website that you're going to be doing, you know, we're going to try to really step this up so that way they can find your Facebook as well, too.
Okay. Wait, now this says you will only pay for leads related to your business and the service you offer.
Oh, that's for the Google Guarantee. That's a different package. You're not doing a pay-per-lead. This is unlimited calls and leads to you. Yes, sir.
Okay, so I don't need to read that one.
Nope. You got your local bundle.
Okay. Oh, so if you do get too busy, like if all of a sudden I'm booked out for like 3 months, I could stop it from, but it's better to be continuous though, right?
It is, but we understand that there's many different things that can happen and many types of businesses that run their company differently too, you know, so we want to make sure that if you go out of town for a very long time or seasons end for your business, then you could put on pause and restart, things like that as well too. No matter what, you're always going to see on Google. It's just a matter of making sure that it's constantly, the traffic's being found more and more, right? So that's the difference behind that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I put... Okay, I hit confirm.
Okay. Let me know where it takes you next, because it should be like a login password type of thing.
Yeah, it's a login.
Perfect. All right, so tomorrow, if you guys are still available for tomorrow to talk with our technician, they want to develop that with you to show you how you can really keep track of everything. You can update your website from there. You can see the traffic flow to see where the calls are coming from, even the Google keywords and areas, okay? So you can change it out from there as well too. So that's your next best friend I was telling you about, seriously. So again, tomorrow they'll go over all that with you. If for any reason you guys can't make that appointment or it's running too late, please give them a call. Let them know to reschedule, and they'll do that for you. All right?
All right.
All right, Alan. Hey, I got to say, I told you I was going to say this, man. Congratulations. Welcome to the family. All right?
Yeah.
We're going to do well with you. I just want to make sure we keep everything consistent and, you know, communication strong, that we can make this work the way it's supposed to. All right?
Yeah. Do I need to put my, you know, I select my own username, or is it my email? How am I doing that?
No, no. The team wants to walk you through that tomorrow. If anything, they'll probably...
Oh, so I don't have to do anything today with this page. This is where we stop.
This is where we stop. Yes, sir. That's that dashboard. I wanted to make sure you actually see it. So, you know what I mean? So.
All right. And then what is the timetable that it would take for this thing to get up and be live? I think I just got my bill from the other one, so that'll probably carry me through, you know, it'll probably be a month, but I think they would take it down, but I don't know. You know, what are you thinking time-wise?
Well, for the listing or for everything else? Because websites, we get done in the first 7 to 14 days. That's how fast we move with that.
That would be pretty close to timing out. When should I be calling and canceling with them, like right now?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. I'll do that later today then.
Okay.
I'll get that done. So, we'll go forward. Hopefully you will do better than this last company did.
Well, I'm telling you right now, a year is way too long. You're too generous on that, man. If anything, what I hear the norm for this package, the lowest package available, is at like a 2 months at max, but 45 days is our average on this, for this package. But honestly, you guys already have a Facebook going and a lot of stuff happening already. You have a Google business profile, so it saves off a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
I see it done faster. Mm-hmm. I don't want to make that promise to you. I'd rather be safe and make sure you're very well aware. And, you know, we're being transparent about that part, okay?
Right. She's trying to transition me to this area instead of the Twin Cities. So I got to decide what the hell I'm going to do, because I'm not so sure I'm ready to be a permanent, you know, I can't tell her that, but.
Oh, man. All right, man. No worries. We'll keep it company. You just let us know what we need to do.
Yeah, company secret. Okay. Anyways, we'll figure it out. Tomorrow I'll talk to those guys, and I will get that. Once I talk with them, I think that's when I will call and do the cancellation. Because then I know that, I mean, I already know you're charging me, but then the setup is happening and it'd be 14 days and they will probably be leaving my website up for that long. But what do I need to get from them? I need to get the domain. I need to get the password. I need to get, you know, what are the things all that you need, or does your department take care of that? I mean, that's what I'm wondering.
That's okay. Yeah, for the website is the only major thing, and your Google Business Profile. I already have your Google Business Profile. I already have your Facebook. I already put in notes for the guys to make it smoother and process for you guys. Even your domain name, I already have that there too. It's just a matter of us getting access to it. Yeah, so just passwords for Google Business Profile and website. That's it.
Google Business Profile and the website. So that's basically the domain password.
Yep, you got it.
Okay, let me write it down so I don't forget.
All right.
You're being put onto one of my most cherished notepads. It's a drywall standing box.
Oh, hey now.
Actually, I found the note. Okay, so I'm going to go Google Business Profile password.
And website. Website credentials, you can say, or website password. Or you want. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And I will get that stuff taken care of either today or tomorrow. I'll try to get all that. Are they going to need that stuff from me tomorrow?
If you want them to move on it faster, the sooner the better. But if not, no worries. But just communicate with them. That's the important part. Just like, hey, listen, I didn't get it from them just yet. I'm still waiting on it. Perfectly fine. We'll work on other things until then. Like, you know what I mean? So
yeah, okay.
Just don't leave them in limbo. All right?
All right, sounds good. And then they're going to go over me with the things that I think are a priority for my business as far as the website and all that good stuff, correct?
Correct. Yes, sir.
All right, sounds good.
All right, Alan. Pleasure doing business with you, man. We'll talk to you tomorrow. They're going to call from that 877 number, okay? So make sure they answer from there.
All right, sounds good.
All right, man. You take care. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
Bye.